Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy, and today I'm going to be answering a teen question. In fact, this one's coming hot off the press. I was asked to come out to West Virginia, to right outside of Charleston, West Virginia, to be exact, to speak to a high school and to do a parent night, and it was an amazing experience. I've never been to West Virginia before, and I really liked it a lot. There's something about that good hometown feel right when we got off the airport. I mean, off the airplane in the airport, everyone was exceptionally nice, friendly. Even the fast food people that, you know, we had to grab a bite to eat late at night, even the fast food lady late at night, she was joking around, laughing. Just, I don't know, just, it was a really good experience. Met a lot of great people there. And as always, I ask people to give me some questions for me to answer on the podcast. And without any failure, without fail, I should say, still a little sleep deprived from the trip, a lot of bouncing around different airports and such. So, but without fail, got plenty of questions. So today I'm going to answer a question from a teenager. And in some upcoming episodes, I'll answer some questions from some parents as well. So here it goes. Let's see what this teenager has to say. And there we are. Okay. So how do I keep a healthy relationship with my divorced parents without being one-sided? Whoa. When I saw this question, I was like, this is the first one I want to answer. There's a bunch of other really good questions as well. But I have a lot of experience helping kids who are stuck in what's called the triangle. Triangles, by the way, in relationships are not good. You guys have all heard the saying, two's company, three's a crowd. When parents are together and they're, you know, working together and their marriage is solid, or at least, you know, healthy to a degree where they're not looking at getting a divorce, it's going to be difficult for even those parents to agree upon how to handle situations revolving around parenting, because they were both raised in different households, different families. They have different personalities. They, you know, most likely they're different genders. Even if they are the same gender, if you come from a same gender family, this is still, you're a different person than your spouse or your partner. And so when I've helped families that were married and together in a partnership, I've had a lot of problems with this as well. But when they get a divorce, all the subsequent actions that happen, you know, leading up to the divorce and then after the divorce, usually, even though every situation is different, usually creates quite a big separation. And the triangle, when people are married or living together, the triangle, it's a smaller triangle. What I mean by triangle, the parents one corner, the other parents the other corner, and then the kid is the other corner of the triangle, the other point of the triangle. And so the parents actually need something to fight about. And they can't just fight for no reason. So if they see a problem with their kid differently and they have different opinions, that can cause them to issues. And that could cause the teenager to feel like they're asked to pick a side. Sometimes the parents will even ask them to pick a side. Or sometimes the parents will go to the teenager and say, hey, listen, you know, don't you hate it when your parent does this? And try to recruit them to their side, or they will ask them to tell them what the other parent is saying when they're not around. Now, all that happens when the partners and the parents are living together. Well, it's definitely going to happen when they're not living together after they've gone through a divorce. And if the divorce was really ugly and really bad, well, then it's going to be that much more difficult. So for this young person that asked this question, first off, my heart goes out to you. It can feel like a lose-lose situation. If you side with one parent, then the other parent's going to be pissed off at you. If you side with the other parent, then obviously that person, the other one's going to be pissed off at you. To play the middle ground can feel like a part-time job or even a full-time job, depending how bad your parents' relationship is now that they've gotten a divorce. So the first thing I want you to do as a teenager, now this is a young man, but this goes for boys or girls. First thing I want you to do is I want you just to simply remember that you are not the reason that they got a divorce. And if you're not the reason that they got a divorce, it's not your responsibility to make them or to create a healthy relationship between them now that they are divorced. I've had some teenagers tell me that they felt like it was their fault and that because their parents were fighting about them and maybe some challenges or some struggles they went through, that that created the tension, that that was the catalyst for the divorce. I can tell you that is never the case. Even if that's the number one thing the parents are fighting about, you, the specific child, they have issues that way, 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 way outdate you ever being on this planet. They start having issues, differences of opinion, personality, a long time ago. It manifests itself and it comes out when they're arguing about something. And usually those arguments are going to be about children and money. So if you've had the experience of like feeling, or not the experience of your parents arguing, fighting a lot about you or how you should be raised, I don't blame it for feeling like it's your fault, but I can guarantee and tell you it is not your fault. It's just the thing that you saw that was bringing to the surface their already pre-existing issues with each other. Now, having said that, when you go from one house to another house, instead of waiting for your parent to tell you or ask you questions like, so how was it over? Let's say dad's asking, so how was it over at mom's house this week? And if you go, fine. Oh, okay. Well, you know, was she doing this? Was she doing that? And if they're probing and asking for questions, you're going to get caught off guard and you're going to feel uncomfortable. And when I say you're going to feel uncomfortable, I don't know how uncomfortable you're going to feel, but every teenager I've talked to said that they felt really uncomfortable being asked those questions. Sometimes the questions seem really innocent, but at some point you feel like they're fishing for information, or they're just blatantly outright saying, were they this? Were they that? Did they do this? And they're, you have to relay the information to them. In that situation, if you get asked those questions, because you're caught off guard, you're not going to have any pre-planned answers or how to handle that situation. So the best thing you can do is you can start the conversation before that even happens. You would have to go to both parents individually when things are mellow, when things are calm, and you need to go and tell them that you're feeling a lot of stress and worry, that you're being stuck in the middle. And don't blame. So for example, if you're talking to your dad, don't say like, hey, you know, you're making me feel stressed and worried. You're interrogating me. You're making me feel like I need to snitch on mom and tell her everything, tell you everything's going on. Or you're telling me all the things you hate about her, and that's making me mad. Do not say it like that. You need to be clever. And you need to be, even at a young age, you need to be wise. Now, the difference between intelligent and being wise is very simple. Intelligent people say and call out when other people are lacking intelligence or not being intelligent or saying dumb or stupid things or doing things that you don't like. You're smart, you see it, and you call it out. Wise people know that that can be a trap and that can make it 10 times worse depending upon the situation. So instead of just telling your parent, hey, listen, I listened to this podcast from a therapist and he said I had to draw boundaries and I need to let you guys know that it's not fair that I'm caught in the middle and that I have to be put in these positions. So I need to live my truth and I need to tell you guys that I do not want you to ask me any questions about the other person because it's unfair to me and it's caused me serious problems with my mental health. Well, you can do that, but I would definitely not suggest it. I've had a lot of kids try to go in a little therapist mode and try to tell their parents that. Did not go well at all. But you could do it a little bit slyer, a little bit more clever. You go to that parent, try to find a time when you're alone with them and you have like kind of an intimate moment or you're spending some quality time with them and just tell them, say, hey, you know, would you mind if I tell you something that's been on my mind a lot lately? And they'll say, yeah. Go, well, by the way, you just want to be careful you ease in this. So you kind of like slow roll it. You don't just say it really quickly. Say, well, just to kind of give you a little heads up, like I may have to like take a little time to explain this because I don't want it to come across like I'm mad or upset at you. Like, let's say you're talking to your dad and I'm mad or upset with you, or then I'm mad or upset at mom. I just want to let you know that I've just been, it's been making me anxious or nervous and a little stressed out lately. And then your parents are like, well, what's going on? Tell me. Just say, I know the divorce has been really hard on you and mom, but it's also been really hard on me. Now, by the way, if you tell your parents that the divorce has been hard on you, they are going to pay attention and listen to what you have to say. Because now they go into how can I help mode versus calling them out, saying you are stressing me out. Now they go into protective mode, meaning like, I'm not a bad parent. I don't mean to stress you out, which is probably the case. And with most parents, they don't do it on purpose. But if you start with that approach where you take it a little bit slower, you tell them that, you know, you've been kind of struggling, you know, since the breakup and the divorce. And then they'll go, okay, like what specific struggles? And you say, well, I know you and mom don't mean to do it. And I know it's just kind of what happens, but I feel like I'm caught in the middle. But most importantly, I feel this responsibility that I have to do something to help your guys' relationship. Like that, I have to give you guys information. I have to, you know, kind of answer questions about what the other person's doing, or I have to relay information back and forth. By the way, whatever any teenagers listen to this, or any parent that's sharing this with their teenager, whatever their situation is, just plug it in that part of the sentence. And then continue on this conversation with your parent and saying, but again, I don't want you to think I'm mad at you. Like, I love you and I love giving you information, but this is a complex situation. If you guys were married and it was like, oh yeah, mom told me to tell you this, or hey, you know, did mom remind you to do this today? And if you said no, or if I said no, and then you go tell mom, like you're supposed to remind him. And then you gotta have like a small argument, whatever, it'd be no big deal. Mom wouldn't feel like I'm stabbing her in the back or going around her back and telling on her, and vice versa. You wouldn't feel like I'm telling on you to mom, but I am so scared and nervous. I feel like that I'm responsible for, you know, your guys like having a better relationship together now that you're divorced, and it's just caused me stress. So I just want to let you know that, and I wanted to tell you that, but I also didn't want to hurt your feelings because I love both of you, and I don't want to feel like I'm caught in the middle. And if you're an experienced teenager with like friends that have been dating, like an older teenager, what I mean by experience, you might even use examples. So yeah, like this has happened between one of my friends or a couple of my friends who are dating, and then I'm stuck in the middle because they're breaking up, or they're saying they want me to go back and forth and tell the other friend what is going on. They're mad at them. I noticed it was giving me a lot of anxiety. And when I thought about it, it's because I feel that similar way, or at least I did when you guys broke up. I was trying so hard to keep you guys together. When you guys broke up, I felt like maybe I failed, or maybe it was my fault that you weren't married anymore. Now, let me time out there for a second. I'm not saying to say those exact words, but I want you to pick what I just said, the things that are relevant to your situation, and try to think of how you can plug in your situation and use those types of phrasing and use that type of approach. Because that's an approach that's going to get your parents to think and consider their next words. If you blame them or tell them you're stressed out because it's too much for you, and you know, you guys are, you know, like just it's too much for you to be caught in the middle. Now they're going to be taking blame or feel like you're blaming them. And that's not going to be able to help them get into that parent mode, the type of parent that wants to help you. I know this is a difficult thing that you're going through. I'm speaking to this young man because I know he'll be listening to this, because you know, he knows I'm going to be doing a podcast on this. But I want to let you know that you can get through this. However, you are going to have to tell your parents something along these lines. Now, if you have a therapist, if you have someone that you talk to, I would definitely bring this up to them. If you're not going to therapy, good. I don't want everybody to go to therapy, especially, you know, if you've listened to my last podcast, I think sometimes you're too quick to go to therapy. But if you don't have anyone to talk to like that, take some of this advice, run it by someone who knows your parents really well, and say this is kind of your approach. And maybe talk to an uncle or an aunt or someone that you trust that is not involved in the drama between your parents, but understands the situation really well. Ask them their feedback. Maybe talk to a friend of yours that's been through a divorce with their parents already, and they seem to kind of not be as stressed, and bounce some ideas off them. Tell them what you heard from me and tell them what you're thinking about, and see what they say. Get some feedback from other people, but focus on the approach that I just shared. But it's going to help that approach. If you fight those thoughts and feelings that it's your fault and that you had something to do with the divorce, because it is not your fault. They didn't ask you permission to get married before they got married. And they didn't ask you for permission to get divorced when they got divorced. At least that's usually not the case. So if they didn't ask you permission to get married, they'd ask you permission to divorce, then it's not your fault. There's no way it can be. As long as you know that and you realize that, and as long as you tell them that you're having a hard time, you don't want to hurt their feelings, but it's just something that you don't like the way that this is feeling and it's really difficult. Then when that's done, you could tell them, say, hey, so you can even say, do you guys have any ideas of what I could do or what we could do to make it a little bit better? And just see what they have to say. This could be a very good conversation with your parents. I've had a lot of teenagers that I wasn't even their therapist, or at least not at that time. And they text me and I tell them kind of the same thing. They went back, they came back to me after they did it. And they're like, that actually made it at least a little bit better. Sometimes it made it a lot better. You just got to have the conversation with your parents, but you can't have it with them in the middle of a fight, in the middle of an argument. You got to do it when things are calm and chill and mellow. All right, you guys, as always, thank you for listening here at OG Therapy. You can follow us on Instagram at OG.therapy, or you can follow me at David_KOZLOWSKI. And on Patreon, we got over 2 years of extra bonus content. If you want to watch the videos of these episodes, you can also go to Patreon. It's $5 a month, though, but the website is www.patreon.com/OG Therapy. And like I said, it's $5 a month. And if you want to follow us on YouTube, OG Therapy, and as well on TikTok, we're at OG Therapy. And until next time, you guys, if life's got you stressed out, down on your knees, just remember, you can just press play. Listen to your OGs. Until next time, be cool.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save